This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. Coming up, Venezuelans are ransacking stores. People are dying in some of these fights over food, and hunger is gripping the nation. Well, why is that? Because socialism, which is sort of what we've been discussing here tonight, one college professor has lost his way when it came to socialism. He has become disillusioned because he actually left the classroom and went and traveled the world and saw socialism in real life. And of course, Venezuela is currently one of the shining examples of that. It's Ian and Mark in the studio here with you, but we're going to go to your phone calls to start things out in the second hour. We've got Keith on the line in New Hampshire via Skype. Hello, Keith.
Hello.
Hey, what's
Hi,
up?
This is Keith.
What's
hey,
on your mind?
So I was calling in response to a conversation that happened last night. I think it was during Dave Ridley's call about halfway through the show.
All right.
And Dave was calling, kind of lamenting the fact that this drug war bill passed. They called it Granite Hammer. It was HB House Bill 1000, and it was kind of rammed through the House. And so, Ian, you had made a comment about that NHLA endorsements are questionable because some of the endorsed reps had voted for it.
And I yeah, that's the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, which is a great group that I think does really excellent work of cataloging all the different bills that that are proposed every year here in New Hampshire and rating those bills. People actually take the time to read them. I know Daryl W. Perry, one of our co-hosts, is one of those bill readers and reviewers, and make recommendations on how people should vote, how the 400 reps and 24 senators should vote on these things if they want to vote for liberty. And there was a recent vote on this drug war thing that was definitely a kind of a pro-drug war concept or bill, and or budget modification or whatever the heck it was. And there were some people who the NHLA had endorsed as liberty reps that voted for this. And I think some people have been shocked by that. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, so I am the current political director of the NHLA, and I'm also a state rep. So I got the vote on the I got the vote against the Granite Hammer bill.
And thank
and
you.
I am just as disappointed as you are that some of our friends that might be with us on other issues caved to the pressure from police unions and maybe from political pressure. Maybe they're in a district that they're worried about getting reelected. So it is a disappointment. But I wanted to kind of explain the process of how the NHLA endorses reps.
Sure.
And because we're going through this process right now. The primary is in September. And so endorsements happen every 2 years before the elections occur. And we can only base our endorsements on the information that's available to us, right? We can't read people's minds, and we can't guess how they're going to vote 18 months after the endorsement necessarily. Now, if they're an incumbent and they have a record, then we can look at their average grade and we can factor that into the endorsement. But if they're a brand new rep, if they're a freshman, they have no voting record. So there's some people running for office now that have never held office, and we're going to endorse them. The only thing we can base it on is a survey that we send out, and the surveys have gone out now. And it's
yep, I took it.
It's a series of maybe almost 50 questions. We try to design it in a way that kind of elucidates different dimensions of liberty, but we have to base our endorsement on how they respond to the survey. Because we have to do it consistently across the board.
Sure.
And, you know, we try to weight different questions slightly differently so that the total score factors in, you know, different weightings. But the reps that are in office now were endorsed almost 2 years ago, and some of them before they had ever held office and had a voting record. So it's not a perfect process, but that's the best that we can do. The second point I wanted to make is we had Liberty ratings for 2015, and they're generally announced at the Liberty Dinner. And I think, Mark, you were the MC last year.
Yep, I will be again this year.
And again this year, yeah. And so those ratings were released last July for the year 2015. And the ratings are based on important, you know, really positive bills for liberty or really negative bills for liberty during the year 2015. Now, 2015 was the first year of the biennium. So, you know, every term is 2 years. And generally, the first year of a biennium deals more with budgetary bills and less with social issues. And so that's how we have to, you know, we can only base the ratings on roll call votes for the specific bills that, that get identified. And, you know, generally in the first year of the biennium, it's, there's fewer social issues involved in the bills that come up.
So conservatives do better in the first year of the biennium on the liberty rating, and, you know, liberal types do better in the second year of the biennium simply because there's not as many social issues in the first year.
Correct. I haven't run the data points, but if I had to guess, that would be the case. Now, so we're also in the process of developing our ratings for 2016. That will be released July 10th at the Liberty Dinner in Manchester. Tickets are still available. There's an NHLA Facebook group you can find out information on. But so the ratings this year will include Granite Hammer. It'll include Medicaid expansion, some really big bills that came through, the license plate scanner bill that came through. There's a team of us that considers the bills and tries to weight them based on how they impact, how they impact liberty, so we can create a combined score. But one thing we're doing different this year that hasn't been done before is we're also factoring in sponsorship of bills as part of the rating. And
That if someone sponsored a bill, it's more heavily weighted. What's that
for them?
So for them, right? So if they're this is new, and it's probably been a long time coming. So if they're a prime sponsor of a really bad bill, it's gonna significantly affect their individual score.
Interesting.
Negatively. And so prime sponsor gets weighted heavily, co-sponsors get weighted, I think a quarter of what a prime sponsor does, because co-sponsorship is kind of, sometimes you get asked to co-sponsor a bill and you're really not, you know, a subject matter expert. So, but all that will be factored into the scores this year, and cool. I think you'll see a more fine-grained scoring, and I think people will be overall satisfied with the ratings. Now, the ratings for 2016 are going to go into our endorsements for the next biennium. So
I would like to say I am overall satisfied with the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. I think it's a great organization.
Well, I
support it. But
I've said it many times. I consider it to be the most important organization on the planet. I'm not.
There's no one else who's doing this kind of work that I know of anywhere else, at the very least in the United States. Do you, Keith? Are you aware? Is anyone trying to ape what you guys are doing?
We get calls sometimes. You know, we have a system that's kind of a web application where we allow people to review bills and score bills, and we get calls periodically from other states that they would like to copy that. But the current version is kind of specific to New Hampshire. Would take a lot of development work. We're in the middle we've put together a really solid IT team. We're in the process of electing an IT director. So we're gonna have a new version of our website come out, you know, in the next several months. You know how IT projects go, but we're shooting for the start of the next session. And, it's going to have some really great features.
And everybody's a volunteer there, right? There's nobody collecting a
Everybody's
paycheck.
A volunteer.
Right. Yeah.
And so can I get something off my chest?
Yeah, please.
There's so many hours that go into the NHLA and so many volunteer hours, and people really put their heart into it. We're definitely open to constructive criticism, but there's times when people just bash it, you know, like a hit and run kind of bash.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of burns me a little bit because of all the effort that, you know, our entire board puts into it, all the volunteers, all the people that come out and testify. It's a really Herculean task to track 1,000 bills that come through the House.
Yeah, it is.
Almost half as many come through the Senate. We have to track, you know, the version that's introduced. We have to track every amendment.
Yeah.
You know, they mutate into something completely different. We have to track that. it's a Herculean
task.
It's
a crazy amount of work.
And what you guys have to do is this has been a really sort of rough year for Liberty in New Hampshire. It's we've had better years. And what you guys have to do is kind of keep paste a smile on your face to some extent. And
right.
That's very difficult to do. Keith, I have a few more questions that I want
to ask. Can you hang on, Keith?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We're with Keith Ammon. He's one of the boss men over there at the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, political director, I believe it was. We'll continue, and maybe you've got a question for him. I'm sure he'd be happy to take that as well. 855-453, that's our toll-free number on Free Talk Live.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type BABE33 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code BABE33 at adamandeve.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the Marchandise 5 premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. what you want here. Toll free, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. The toll free number allows you to bring up anything you want. Also, we've got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. And with you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
Don't forget, if you want to get up here and join the fun, maybe get involved with the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance or whatever other project it is that interests you, there are countless liberty-minded people who've moved here. Of course, the Shire Society is one of the reasons. Go to ShireSociety.com and you can sign the Shire Society Declaration. It's a personal declaration of independence for you, and you can sign it privately. You don't have to tell anyone you signed it. Or if you want, you can tell the whole world by signing it on the website by putting your name in the comments section at ShireSociety.com. But more importantly, start planning your move to New Hampshire and get involved up here. Maybe you can't move right away. Well, the folks over at the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance would still love to have you help out what they're doing, because as Keith Ammon is pointing out from New Hampshire, he's the political director of the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, it's a Herculean task to review every single piece of legislation that's proposed every year here in New Hampshire, but that's exactly one of the things. There's a bunch of other things they do, but that's one of the most important tasks that's being taken on by the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. And Keith, if there's anybody who understands doing a lot of activism and then getting a bunch of crap for it, I can certainly relate to that. So I hope you don't feel like I was coming down too hard on you guys. I still think the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance does great work. And, you know, that's just going to happen. People are going to nitpick what you do with activism. And I'm a libertarian purist, so I want to see a more pure rating system. And it sounds like you guys are improving it year after year. So kudos for that.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah, I think it's just, it can be disheartening, especially when you're doing the long sell on activism. So the NHLA is an organization that's been around for well over 10 years now, and they're doing, they do the plotting work. They get very little credit. Everybody's volunteer. Nobody even knows who these volunteers are in many cases. They're not getting the, they don't even call
them. I know who they
are.
I see them at the State House handing out flyers to the Gold Standard.
Some of them.
Another thing they do, they create these voting recommendations on the bills that are up for voting, and then they stand out there in front of the State House entranceway to their little chamber, and they hand out 400 of these sheets, or as many of them as they can, to the state reps as they walk in the room, which is, again, a lot of work. You got to get there at 7:30 in the morning or whatever to start handing those things out to people. So,
right, a lot of work goes into creating them, a day or two before they get finalized.
Right.
So.
And what I found, by the way, if anybody wants my endorsement on this, is the easiest thing to do is just become a life member. Because
what's it, $100 still?
It's $100 still.
I think it's too cheap.
Yeah.
It is too cheap.
Yeah.
We're likely going to raise that soon. But if you go to nhliberty.org, you can find out how to become a member. You can find out about Liberty Dinner that's coming up soon. You can find out how to donate.
And you can volunteer from outside of New Hampshire. I think this is one of the more useful parts, because there's a guy who we are on the phone with earlier on the show. I don't know if you were tuned in for this part, but he's in Arizona, and he's like, yeah, I really should get up to New Hampshire, but just sort of, being listless here in Arizona. Well, if you want to have an effect here without actually being here, you can volunteer from afar. You don't have to live in New Hampshire to read and review the bills. There's hundreds of these bills. You said 1,000 bills from the state reps alone, let alone the senators with another several hundred. This is a lot of effort that folks are putting in, and you guys could use some help from the outside, right? This is something, if someone's in Colorado or Arizona or, halfway across the world, they could do this, as long as they can read and write English, right?
That's right. We try to give people a little bit of training on bill review and some guidance on how to do accurate reviews.
Right, because there's a specific system you guys have that
exactly.
The reviewer has to utilize.
That's right.
Now, here's my question, and this is, like I said earlier, this has been a sort of a rough year. It hasn't been the best year as far as liberty bills getting passed in the state of New Hampshire. What is the thing that you think was best that happened for liberty and legislatively in the state of New Hampshire?
This year, you mean?
This year.
There's a few. So I've been doing a political director's report in the monthly newsletter that goes out. There hasn't been any super significant ones. There's been a few gun bills that were good. You're now able to hunt with a suppressor.
Oh, that's right. Yep.
And being able to carry in your car, I think, was one.
Hold up. What's this now? Carrying your car?
Well, you don't quote me on that.
Okay.
I have to go back and look. They kind of all blur together at some point, but
I bet.
I'd have to review my notes from the last email that went out. There was about eight or so, but nothing very significant. I think we've unfortunately had more bad bills than good bills.
Yeah.
Now, this, I think,
I was going to ask, what was the most disheartening thing for you this year? Because for me, it was the just this license plate scanner bill barely getting passed, but it's likely to now become law that New Hampshire, I think it is become law, that New Hampshire is now the 50th state in the union that allows license plate scanners from police cruisers.
Yeah, that's right. It's local control, so the town would have to allow it. So it's not yet a statewide thing.
Okay.
But a bill like that happens, you know, there's the representative that submitted that is in a nearby town, and he was on a ride along with a police officer, and he asked about all the sticky notes on her dashboard. And they were all the license plates that she was supposed to be on the lookout for. And so, you know, being friendly to law enforcement, he thought it was a good idea to allow her to have a scanner so she could not have to have so many sticky notes.
Yeah.
So, you know, some of these bills are good intentions, but they might not consider all the negative consequences. And to me, that was a disheartening bill that passed because it's a privacy issue. And we don't know where technology is going to go in the future. It could, you know, the scanners could recognize more things than just license plates. They can recognize, you know, faces and so forth.
So this is one of the reasons I've always been critical of you, Mark, for saying there's a libertarian veto here in New Hampshire. That has always been
an accurate
statement.
I almost always use
the
term nominal when I say that.
Okay, well, whatever. It sounds like you're saying there's a libertarian veto here in New Hampshire, and there isn't quite yet. We've got some real libertarians who've been elected. We've got, you know, at least 20... plus maybe 30 or so pretty principled people up in there, but that's still only less than, you know, 10% of the entire state house.
Well,
we got a ways to go here.
We have a block of about 80 to 100 out of 400 that will vote consistently together. So that's a fairly significant block. But the dynamics of this biennium, I don't know if you were following it. It has to do – it might be too involved to get into now, but basically the Republican Party is split in half.
Yep.
And one half of that part of the party is, for the most part, depending on the issue, they're voting with the Democrats. So there's a block of 300 that will vote together on most issues. There are certain issues where they diverge.
Right. So the statement that there's a libertarian veto, an effective nominal libertarian veto is what I usually say. It's accurate. It's just that this biennium, the dynamics of it cause they're getting overvoted. And vetoes can be overvoted, Ian. They always can. the president, when he vetoes something.
Look, the fact is we got a long way to go. We need more libertarians here in New Hampshire.
Indeed.
And they need to get active. Yeah. There was a bunch of seats that could have been filled for the election this year that went completely unfilled. There's going to be people walking into office with no competition whatsoever. If you got more, Keith, stand by. Otherwise, thanks.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian here.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us online anytime you want. Just go and get interactive at freetalklive.com. And check out Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree over at victimlesscrimespree.com. Great hour-and-a-half-long feature-length documentary film about our friend Derek J. Freeman, who was arrested five times in a one-year time frame for a bunch of civilly disobedient non-crimes with no victim. So it's a great movie. I recommend it. It's free to watch online over at victimlesscrimespree.com. In the first hour of the show, we talked about a college professor who's become disillusioned with socialism because he actually went and traveled to socialist countries and saw exactly what socialism can bring, which, of course, in a lot of cases can be a lot of poverty. If you look at Venezuela, for instance, where people are not only poor now, but they're also getting pretty hungry. The story from the New York Times, NYTimes.com, with delivery trucks under constant attack, the nation's food is now transported under armed guard. Soldiers stand watch over bakeries. The police fire rubber bullets at desperate mobs, storming grocery stores, pharmacies, and butcher shops. A four-year-old girl was shot to death as street gangs fought over food. Venezuela is convulsing from hunger. Hundreds of people in the city of Cumana, home to one
of the... This is a country that is wealthy because of petroleum deposits.
Well, in theory, yeah.
Well, wealth is, you can have gold and not be able to eat it. Understand, Ian? Right. I'm just saying, it's wealthy. It's a wealthy country, and that's not disputable.
It's wealthy in natural resources. Yeah.
This is bad management. That's all that there is. This is socialism, and socialism is poor management because they get no market feedback.
If you've got a pile of money but you can't spend it on anything, you don't have wealth.
Yeah, you do.
Well,
you're hungry. You're wealthy and hungry.
A pile of money is different than oil, because oil is an actual product.
I meant a pile of gold. When I heard you say a pile of money, what I was thinking was real money, and that's gold. And you can't eat gold.
But if other people are so poor as to not be able to do anything to provide you with services or products for the money or the gold or whatever it is that you have, ultimately your wealth is useless. So hundreds of people in the city of Cumaná, home to one of the region's independence heroes, marched on a supermarket in recent days, screaming for food. They forced open a large metal gate and poured inside. They snatched water, flour, cornmeal, salt, sugar, potatoes, anything they could find, leaving behind only broken freezers and overturned shelves. And they showed that even in a country with the largest oil reserves in the world, it's possible for people to riot because there's not enough food. In the last 2 weeks alone, more than 50 food riots, protests, and mass looting have erupted around the country. Scores of businesses have been stripped bare or destroyed, and at least 5 people have been killed. This is precisely the Venezuela its leaders vowed to prevent. In one of the nation's worst moments, riots spread from Caracas, the capital, in 1989, leaving hundreds dead at the hands of security forces. Known as the Caracazo or the Caracas Clash, they were set off by low oil prices, cuts in subsidies, and a population that was suddenly impoverished. The event seared the memory of a future president, Hugo Chavez, who said the country's inability to provide for its people and the state's repression of the uprising were the reason Venezuela needed a socialist revolution. And how'd that work out for them?
Well,
not real good.
Yeah, I mean, it always sounds good to people, because what socialism is its code word for stealing from people who've managed to earn a good sizable amount of money and giving it to those that haven't. Now, sometimes that looks really fair. Right? Especially in South American countries where you had a concentration of wealth because of colonialism and that sort of thing. I get it. But you can't bridle the horse and expect it to perform the same way it did before. You can't put huge taxes. Nationalizing businesses doesn't work. It's been tried over and over and over again, and it just doesn't work very well.
Right. How many troops do you need to have on hand to sell a box of cornmeal? I mean, this is not a economically viable business model.
Right.
And if this, you know, it doesn't say here whether this grocery store that was where these stores have been riots, people have been killed and stripped, the store's been stripped bare. It doesn't say whether these are the nationalized stores or not. But either way, if they're not nationalized stores, business owners are only going to let this go on for so long. I mean, you can't give away your product and stay in business. You certainly cannot continue to recover from violent destruction of your store shelves by looting masses and continue to reopen your doors expecting things to change. So businesses are going to close down. And in fact, there's another related story from the AFP about people barricading their shops as the looting has continued around the country. Like, why do you want to? There's no reason to stay open at this point. There's no reason to bother stocking the shelves again once you've been raided one time by these hungry mobs. So people are just going to go out of business instead, and then what?
The money's worthless, practically worthless, so it's very difficult to stock your shop.
That's true. It's hard to even source product. Yeah. So let's go on here with more. From the story from the New York Times, now Hugo Chavez's successors find themselves in a similar bind, or maybe even worse. The nation is anxiously searching for ways to feed itself. The economic collapse of recent years have left it unable to produce enough food on its own or import what it needs from abroad. Cities have been militarized under an emergency decree from President Nicolas Maduro, the man Chavez picked to carry on with his revolution before he died 3 years ago. Well, look, it's not that Venezuelans can't produce food. they've got a warm climate there. There's certainly plenty of growing opportunities in Venezuela. It's not that there aren't companies all around the globe who would be willing to sell pallets and pallets full of food to the hungry people of Venezuela. It's just that the people who are doing business in Venezuela can't afford to buy those pallets because they can't get U.S. dollars.
Their money's been destroyed.
Right. Yeah. The monetary system, this economic collapse that they're talking about here, has everything to do with the government's money monetary policy. Has everything to do with the fact that you cannot buy things with the bolivar, the so-called strong bolivar that was issued about 10 or 15 years ago to replace the original bolivar, where they basically,
which they debased to the point of destruction.
Yeah, and that's what they're doing now with ridiculous inflation rates in Venezuela to the point where the Venezuelan government can't even afford to buy more money. It's gotten so bad that the people who print their money, because the Venezuelan Central Bank doesn't do it, there's an outside provider, LaRue, I believe it was what the business was called. It was the most popular money printer in the entire globe. Well, LaRue won't do business with Venezuela now because Venezuela can't pay the money that they owe.
They're not accepting the bolivars that they're printing.
Correct. So Venezuela doesn't have enough dollars or other currencies to buy their own currency for their country. I mean, it is a crazy situation. And then there's also the most important thing to talk about, which I think bears mentioning, even though we've talked about it a few times in the past, is the state exchange rate, where the Venezuelan government decrees what a Venezuelan bolivar is worth. We say this is worth 1 U.S. dollar is worth 10 bolivar, is what they say. But the marketplace, the black marketplace, says that it's worth more than 1,000. Says that 1 U.S. dollar is worth more than 1,000 strong bolivar.
When you're dealing with that kind of cap on the market, well, you can't really do business because now you've driven the money exchange into the black market. Banks aren't going to make that exchange for you.
A bank cannot give you a dollar.
I guess they would make that exchange for you, but people will refuse to do it.
They're not even allowed to give you a dollar.
No? Okay.
You can go into a bank with some bolivar, but you can't get dollars back out of the bank.
Yeah.
You can go into the bank with dollars and get some crap toilet paper. You get 10 bolivar if you go to the bank with a dollar,
right. So
whereas if you know somebody in the black market, you can get upwards of 1,000 of them. In fact, according to DolarToday.com, which is a website that the Venezuelan Central Bank is accusing of creating their economic woes. DolarToday.com, current price, $1,094, the bolivar, to the U.S. dollars. You get $1,094 if you know the right person.
Hmm? Oh, no, $1,094. Okay, so basically $1,000.
About $1,100. So toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's this exchange rate that has basically stopped business at a standstill, and now you've got hungry people. We'll continue the story in moments.
Get a pen and get ready for an important announcement. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, OIC Tax can help. Our retired IRS agents, tax attorneys, and CPAs are fighting for you. That's what we do here at OIC Tax. We help you survive after the IRS has come knocking. OIC Tax can help you with IRS hardship programs, offer and compromise, installment agreements, and the preparation of past and current tax returns. OIC Tax offers convenient representation for small businesses, corporations, W-2 wage earners, and even SBA loans in default. So stop waiting. Get a fresh start. Call OIC Tax at 1-800-314-4491 now. Bank levies, wage garnishments, and property seizures can be devastating to your life. OIC Tax has an A rating from the Better Business Bureau and is registered with the IRS as an e-file provider. Let OIC Tax help you. 1-800-314-4491. 1-800-314-4491. That's 1-800-314-4491.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You know, we don't know exactly how Venezuela is going to end up, but it's not going to get better right away. In fact, it may get quite a bit worse. You've got a situation right now with riots happening, people tearing into grocery stores and other stores, looting shelves. They say they are starving. And there's Raibeles Henriquez, who's 19, who waited all day for bread in Cumana, where at least 22 businesses were attacked in a single day last week, says, quote, "If there is no food, there will be more riots." The economic collapse has left the country unable to produce enough food on its own or import what it needs from abroad. And that's because the companies that are willing to import food and beverage into the country are only willing to do it for currencies that they can use. The bolivar is useless, so they're not going to accept payment in bolivar. They'll only accept payment in dollars, but you can only get the dollars from the black market. So no one who's an up-and-up business person can legitimately pay for things in dollars because they can't actually legally kind of get their hands on them, so they're screwed. They can't import anything.
Let me ask you this, Ian. Why isn't Bitcoin solving this problem? Why aren't people in Venezuela using Bitcoin, which, to the best of my knowledge, isn't outlawed, and solving this problem, essentially? There's a competitive currency that any of them can access right now, including stores and that sort of thing, and they can have a currency of value and circumvent and make an end run around the government. Now, will the state react to that? I suspect it will. They've got a guy who talks to birds that are running the government, and he's insane, and he'll definitely send out his hitmen to who are well fed, mind you, his well fed hitmen to stop it. But today, it's probably, at least if not legal, at least not illegal enough for anyone to care.
Well, I don't know. There was a story a while back, Mark, and we never actually covered it here. But it is from March 25th of this year over at Cointelegraph.com. where a state-owned public television network in Venezuela has launched an anti-Bitcoin campaign. In a recent article published on their website, Corporación Venezolana de Televisión claims that the Bitcoin is, quote, the ideal currency of the dark side of the Internet, a kind of tax haven for drug dealers, rapists, or any criminal.
What are rapists using my currency for?
Unquote. So as you can see, they're just basically trying to paint it with as nasty of a brush as possible.
I can tell you that of the rapists out there, statistically, they're much more likely to use the government currency.
Probably true. In a translation, the article or of the article from Spanish to English provided by a Reddit user, the article opens with a very bold statement, quote, is it a coincidence that the criminal groups and terrorists of the world are the main activists and defenders of Bitcoin? Unquote. The opening statement sets the tone for the rest of the piece, and after offering a brief and error-ridden explanation of Bitcoin and the deep web with a rather humorous description of Bitcoin's creator, quote, a group hiding behind the pseudonym Satoshi Nakamoto, unquote, the article continues its tirade against the cryptocurrency and, the community. So it goes on here, calling it a tool to evade taxes, launder money, damage the economy in Venezuela. And in Venezuela, there are groups dedicated to promoting the use of Bitcoin who don't doubt its qualifications for dealing in actions with a subversive air. For Venezuelans, it's not a secret the damage that it has caused to the economy. So blaming Bitcoin for the difficulty.
And Bitcoin has caused the Venezuelan economy to tank.
Here's the rest of the statement. And that it is being pushed and promoted via website like Dollar Today, which is the very site that the Venezuelan government central bank blames for the economic difficulties.
The very organization that's to blame to this is the Venezuelan central bank.
Yes, right. Of course.
Of course they have to point fingers.
That it has got an illegal and criminal exchange rate that has caused severe damage to the national economy, causing increased levels of inflation, which don't match normal parameters of economic development. Many people have started to use Bitcoin as an alternative to evade the currency exchange policies enacted by the Bolivarian government to guarantee correct development of the economy. So basically attacking anyone who would use Bitcoin or who is using Bitcoin. So it sounds to me, Mark, like there are people who are using Bitcoin in Venezuela. How widespread it is another question, and I suspect that even in situations like Greece, where we saw Bitcoin purchasing spike during the last year, I think it was like a year ago, the ridiculous situation over there, and then of course Cyprus a couple of years ago, we did see Bitcoin purchases shooting up in those places. So presumably people were buying it to get their money out of the government currency, put it into something that could actually hold some value, could go up in value over time. But, you know, why hasn't this all been completely solved by Bitcoin? We're not there yet. You know how hard it is to persuade people to change how they do things. You know, this is still a new idea, even though it's been around for seven years, Bitcoin has.
Yeah.
It's still new in the whole scheme of money, and it's going to be a hard thing to do to persuade people. Plus, you still have to have an active internet connection. What portion of the country's connected versus isn't, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know that either, but I can say that I can see why people would choose not to use Bitcoin if their expectation is that the government would simply crack down on it immediately. And I suspect that's what would happen. If it became widespread enough to actually make a difference, then the government would crack down on it.
A staggering 87% of Venezuelans say they don't have money to buy enough food, according to a recent assessment of living standards by Simon Bolivar University. We'll continue with more about the riots that are happening there at grocery stores and elsewhere, other businesses, lootings going on as people are going hungry thanks to socialism. Let's go to Libertarian Banker. He's listening online at LRN.FM. Hey, Libertarian Banker, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. So while I was on hold there, I was kind of looking at the official reports from the Venezuelan National Bank, specifically their balance sheet. And if you look at it over time compared to the Federal Reserve's balance sheet, they're almost identical, which a lot of central banks around the world look exactly identical from 2008 on when they printed all the money to, you know, get us out of the recession. You know, they pretty much did the same thing. But I think where Venezuela – so I don't think the Venezuelan National Bank or Central Bank is any different from our Central Bank. I think you know, what happened and what, where they really went wrong was trying to fix the exchange rates. And also,
yes,
they, you know, they printed way too much money, but so have other governments around the world. So this isn't just specific to them, but, you know, where they really went wrong was price fixing and fixing the exchange rates. So.
Yeah, I totally agree. That's what's really screwed up the economy. That's why it is that these companies can't buy anything to import products into the country.
And,
they can't even,
and you
they can't even buy toilet paper.
And you guys had mentioned them not being able to pay their currency printer. And, I mean, it's true that why would they want to accept the bolivar for all, you know, if it's worthless? But, you know, the majority of the money is not created in paper. It literally just clicks on a computer. They just add some digits to the bank account of other banks. But see, the problem is in Venezuela, there aren't competitive banks. There aren't banks competing for deposits or competing for loans. It's completely all nationalized. So the money is given to a bank that is then, you know, using it inefficiently from there on. So it's just a vicious cycle down there in Venezuela.
Let me ask you this. That's how money's created. It's given to banks. You know, the big bank
exactly.
gives it to little
it's
banks. Like, and that's
it trickles
sort of
down.
Why don't they just hand the money out to people? I mean, this would be so much more popular, obviously.
Hey, look, I'm with you. As a libertarian, I'm all about that. But the reason why they do it, and this is a terrible reason, it makes sense, though, is the money multiplier effect, right? So you give the money to the bank. They then make a loan. That guy takes that loan, puts it in another bank account, then another.
Right. The bank can loan out in the Federal Reserve System. I think it's, what, nine times the amount they have actually in the vault?
Yeah. So nine times for every dollar that's created, if you give it to the bank. If you give it to the people, then they just spend it. You know, and it's only generated one time.
Okay.
Well, eventually it ends up in a bank, right?
Say again?
Eventually it ends up in a bank when the people spend it.
It does. It does. But banks loan money to each other all the time, and that's how the money is initially given, you know.
And think of the velocity,
and
the currency velocity that would be created if you handed it out to, you know, just people. Because they'd be running around buying, I don't know, wine and friggin' scratch-off tickets or something, whatever the hell they'd get. And, I mean, I don't know what I'd do, and I don't know how much I'd get, and what I'd do with it would depend.
Well, and you got to remember, like, it's not just given to the banks, it's actually loaned to them. You know, it's a debt note. It's nothing. It's just a loan. It's a piece of debt that's given to them. So it's not just a dollar, here's some dollars. It's, hey, here's a loan. Go loan it out to somebody else. And they loan, you know, and that's, it just goes on and on and on from there.
Libertarian Banker, thanks for the input, the thoughts here tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-453. People are hungry. 87% of Venezuelans say they don't have the money to buy enough food. So you got people rioting and destroying grocery stores and other storefronts and shelves. We'll tell you more coming up. Hour 3.
The root cause of most of society's ills is neither malice nor negligence, but a mere superstition, an unquestioned assumption which has been accepted on faith by nearly everyone of all ages, races, religions, education, and income levels. The Most Dangerous Superstition by Larkin Rose exposes the myths for what it is, showing how nearly everyone, as a result of one particular unquestioned assumption, is directly contributing to violence and oppression without even realizing it. Find The Most Dangerous Superstition on Amazon and LarkinRose.com.
Are you tired of governments around the world killing innocent people? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin is money that cannot be inflated or controlled by any state. By continuing to use their money, you're perpetuating the killing. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available to you now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. It's Bitcoin.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.